views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Hi, I am your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us today. And our topic today is playing for change or playing it forward. And the reason that I'm choosing this topic is that there are hundreds of opportunities around the world to be engaged in maybe an organization that you're already a part of, and to help a country, a organization, a community with your current interests would be dynamite. So soccer is the sport most universally accessible. At its most basic level, it offers playing opportunities that are low cost, physically beneficial, inclusive, and enjoyable, of course. They address three critical issues facing young people in underserved communities throughout the world: a safe space, an opportunity to explore, social issues, and challenges and access to potential opportunities in education, work, and growth. Volunteer or donate is a way to play that part. So my guest today in helping us consider how to live wholeheartedly and enjoy everything, live boldly, is Stephanie Arroyo. Am I saying that right, Stephanie?
Close. Stephanie Arroyo.
Okay. So she comes from an immigrant family who immigrated to the United States 28 years ago. Born and raised in Seattle, Stephanie stayed in state and attended Western Washington University, a local college here, and studied kinesiology, specializing in health and fitness. So her passion for athletics and health first began when she was seven and started playing in team sports. And athletics encouraged school and community involvement. And if it wasn't until health issues prevented her from playing that she switched over from team-based exercise to individualized plans. That still works. Mm-hmm. Upon her transition out of athletics, she became engaged in physical activity as a health topic, and from there has taught spin classes for college students, yoga classes for parents, and learning English. Parents that are learning English, and now soccer for a newcomer youth at the Soccer Without Borders. Stephanie is the program coordinator there for the Seattle chapter and is most excited about getting folks of all ages healthy and moving. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Sharon. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I love that you've got your college education behind you, and I love that there's a growing reason for the young people both being active and learning customs maybe in a new community and work opportunities and maybe even college opportunities. So tell us how you got involved in soccer.
Right. So, you know, my entire childhood was really involved in athletics, and it was more so my parents also really pushing me of being like, you know, you have to do something that keeps you healthy. So I always had kind of like a good base of, you know, somebody who was really like wanting me to start moving and just trying to find a way that made that enjoyable. Right. And so I played, right. It was so fun. And I played basketball for the majority of my life. But soccer was always in the background, right? I have like these really specific memories of waking up probably at like, you know, on a Sunday, it was probably like 7 a.m. and I would just hear like cheering of soccer in the background of my house, right? And I would walk out there and it was always my parents cheering on the Mexico national team. And I feel like the ability to stay connected to soccer and then to the country from which I am, right, or not maybe from which I am, but my family is from, was always a really, really awesome way to just like have sports be something bigger than just something I do, you know, like that I go play. It also is something that keeps me connected to my roots and kept my family connected to a country when they weren't able to go back as often as they wish they would too.
So now what does Soccer Without Borders provide for the participants in your program?
Yeah, so Soccer Without Borders almost provides everything, right? So a lot of the students we work with are children who have just recently arrived to the United States. And so that could be anything from, you know, they have their visa and their passport and they flew over with their family. It could also look like undocumented immigrants. It could look like minors who are coming without any documentation and without a family. So they're arriving here to the States by themselves.
Wow.
Right. And so there's a lot of barriers that the youth we work with specifically are facing. So what our program does is provides everything for them, from the actual coaches, right? Because to enter most soccer teams, especially here in the Seattle area, you have to pay to play. That's just kind of how it is, unless you're doing like pickup games, you know, and you go to the park and play that way. So we provide the coaches, all the equipment. So any like shoes, shorts, shirts, the uniforms, right? Because as you think of, you know, youth going through all these programs, that is something they have to cover the cost for, almost all of their programs. And the school we work at, because so Soccer Without Borders right now is working out of a high school and a middle school called Seattle World School. And this high school and middle school has no athletic programming. Right. And so, yes, I know, right? It's one of those like, what? There's no way, no athletic programming. And so we provide all the services for them to be able to play soccer there with the hopes of eventually entering into leagues. That's something like very, very consistent we do throughout the year.
So if I was flying in and didn't have the money to play in a league, how would they find you, Stephanie?
Right. So there's unfortunately one of the bigger ways, and which makes it a little bit harder, is that we work with students out of the World School. Now, that's not to say that we don't accept other students from all over other schools. The only thing is it is really hard to get, you know, their attention or like the, you know, to spread word about who we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially like if you're a young immigrant child where like maybe, you know, you still don't understand the language, you still maybe don't know how to use the internet all that well here in the States. And so you're like trying to figure that whole process out as well. So that's why word of mouth is really, really important for us. So people just knowing that we exist so that if you run into a child one day, maybe, or you hear about a family who recently arrived and their child likes playing soccer, but they don't have the ability to play as often, then maybe somebody will know like, oh, there's this program over at the World School that you would be able to be a part of, because we are trying to reach out, you know, to community centers, like farther south in King County. So areas that do have a higher immigrant populations.
Mm-hmm. 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 So do you ever find kids who are come and watch you play and then get involved?
We actually do. It's really fun because you know how that a lot of that ends up working out is oftentimes it'll be like one of the players is on our team, but they have, let's say, a cousin or a friend that goes to another school, right? But all recently arrived immigrant youth, but, you know, have those connections. And so we actually have had a lot of students, especially the high school boys program, where their friends will come watch them play. And then they're like, oh, well, we don't have a soccer team. Like, you know, for nothing else, like, even if, you know, we're not going to be here consistently, can we still play in your pickup games? Can we, you know, be a part of this in like whatever way they're able to be? Yeah, definitely.
So Stephanie gets paid for her job, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how volunteers also play a role. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how to honor that freedom with a life filled with meaning and possibilities.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sharon Rolfe with Fresh Courage, It's Your Time to Shine, and my guest is Stephanie Arro, a worker with Soccer Without Borders. And let me just mention that there are like maybe 100 organizations that are either without borders or beyond borders. So there's actually a list online, And let's see, some examples that you may not relate to soccer, but there's clowns without borders, bikers without borders, Radio Sonder, that's another language, science without borders, translators without borders, geeks without frontiers, workplace health without borders. So if you have an interest in using your expertise in other groups of people that would stretch and grow you, I love talking about possibilities. So look into the online with what here's pirates without borders. So I wanna just help you expand your idea of doing something without borders, ladies and gentlemen. So Stephanie, how would volunteers play a role in your organization?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's awesome that you brought up all the other organizations, because I think that brings up a really good point, right? Of the whole idea of beyond borders, you know, without borders. There is, especially the population of students we're working with, are overcoming so many barriers to be able to play something, you know, something as simple as soccer. For a lot of our youth, we have youth who work, you know, every single day after school because they're here by themselves. Others are, you know, there's not maybe not a mother in the household, and they are in charge of taking care of their kids once they are, you know, their brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And no more of our youth have kids themselves. And so there's a lot of barriers that they're trying to overcome while still trying to, you know, do something fun, like play a sport and grow from that. And so I think a lot of what these organizations are doing, right, which is similar to what Soccer Without Borders is doing, is trying to overcome all those barriers. So these youth have the ability to really be able to grow, right, in a space where they're comfortable, having fun. And I think that's the biggest part, right, is like we are trying to create a space for them to grow, but have a good time, to be themselves, and to do something they love doing. And so that's where our volunteers come in, right, because literally our work could not be done without the help of all the volunteers we get. In our organization, we have about 3 people who are working here in the Seattle chapter. So one is the program coordinator, one is a head coach, and then our program director. So all our other work is done by all the hands of all our community that surround here in Seattle. We have so many volunteering opportunities that really range. It's like how the real question about volunteering is, how connected do you want, right? How involved do you want to get? Are you somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of time, and so you can only volunteer once a month? We have that opportunity, right? We're always in the need of drivers, because one of the biggest barriers that people, you know, sometimes forget about is that a lot of the youth live alone or have families that still don't have licenses, so they can't physically get to go to the location. They just physically can't get themselves there. And so we provide all the transportation to get youth to games, to practices, right, to get them to team hangouts, where sometimes maybe we'll take them to the Space Needle or we'll do different activities like that. So maybe you're also somebody who, you know, you have a lot of extra time on your hands and you want to volunteer 2 to 3 times a week. We're also looking for assistant coaches, where these coaches get to not necessarily... Like, well, it really depends on how involved you want to get as a coach. Like, do you want to create, you know, drills for them to do? Or do you just kind of want to hang out and get to know the kids and have a good time at practice? Those are the more, like, face, you know, face, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, when you face the youth, right? Like, those are the people who are there. But then we have all the background people, right, who do all the other really important work for us. We have a lot of interns. So interns really kind of get to create whatever opportunity they want. Like right now we have an intern who is our social media intern. We had another intern with us who was a coach. And then we have the less fun stuff, but just as important, right? We need somebody right now who has like a space for storage. So maybe your basement has like some extra space, because we have to hold all the equipment that we have for the kids all year. And we have to have somewhere to hold, store that, right? But we don't have a ton of space. Maybe you have a laundry machine and you're happy to do laundry, because we also do all the laundry for the kids, right? And so it's really small things that sometimes it's like easy to forget about, but literally we could not move forward without those volunteers as well.
So the question that's kind of tickling my brain is this like every day of the week, or is it at a school? I imagine it would be a daily thing, right?
Right. So it depends, right? Because if you are somebody, let's say you, so like as a volunteer coach, you could be as involved as you want. If you want to end up coaching every single team every day, that would be an everyday commitment, right? But that's only if that's what our volunteers want. A lot of our volunteers, mostly what they do is they pick one team, and all their teams practice 2 times a week. But we are, our commitment for volunteers is that we ask them to just do 1 practice a week, right? So that could be 1 practice a week for you. It could be 2, it could be 3, right? Again, it's as much as you want. But on something like, if we look at like something like storage or volunteering, or sorry, or laundry, that really is something that's like once a month. Or even for storage, you know, maybe we just take it, and then at the end of the school year, we'll grab the storage stuff back. And that's really just about the, you know, as low of a commitment as we look for volunteers.
How about weekends?
Weekends, yeah. So weekends are actually really, really fun volunteering days, if anyone is really interested, because that's when all our games happen, right? And so we have a lot of coaches who, so they work as more like the assistant coaches during games. And so those are the ones who are really helping our teams develop on the field. So if you're maybe someone who, like for practice, it might be a little bit harder because you can't move around as well, maybe. Or, you know, just get like that physical activity maybe is a little bit too difficult. I really recommend weekend games, because then what we're doing really is we're coaching the sideline. So if you're somebody who maybe knows a lot about soccer, you can be somebody who helps coach our sideline, helps players see like, oh, you know, if you would have like looked this way, or if you, you know, moved up on the field, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Our weekends, we also ask volunteers, like if you're a driver. So for example, if you just really love playing soccer, but you want to, or watching soccer, sorry. If you really love watching soccer and you want to volunteer, but you don't have a ton of time, we ask, we need people to drive them to the games. So if you're somebody who can just drive kids to the game, watch the game, and then drive them back, that is absolutely perfect as well. Because that is such an important role. We need to get them to the game.
Ain't no game without the kids being there.
Right. Step one, right?
So do you need to speak Spanish for this to work?
Right. No. So, and that's the beautiful thing, right? Is that for soccer, you don't need a language, right? You, our common language when playing soccer is soccer. Like our body language goes such a far way in creating relationships. And I think oftentimes we forget about that, you know, that passing a ball back and forth with somebody can be like a really soothing experience for both folks, and can be a way to create a relationship that like words aren't able to do. For a lot of me, you know, like I speak Spanish, which is incredibly helpful because a lot of our population of players do speak Spanish. But at the same time, there's more than half of players who don't, right? So I don't have that connection with a lot of players as well. And I can stand to say, though, that that relationship can still be built and you can still have an amazing time with them, regardless of not being able to communicate back and forth.
So I think we've covered this next question, but I'll ask it just in case there's another twist that we want to cover. Why these students and why you sport?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Right. So these students, because Soccer Without Borders noticed, right, then when we very, very first created, that there just wasn't like a way for them to really be able to integrate while playing something that they love doing. And oftentimes, when you even look at youth, right, by the age of 14, most youth have decided if they're going to continue with sports or not. And so you see a really, really high drop rate at the age of 14 of whether, you know, like, can they keep playing or can they not? Because once you hit that 14 mark, it tends to be more competitive sports. You know, you don't really see that really, really like non-competitive unless, and then that kind of doesn't happen until finally you're out of high school, right? And then people are just playing games as fun. But even then, the skill level is still really high. So a lot of these, you just don't have, like, if there wasn't this opportunity, it would be really hard for them to have another opportunity to be able to come.
So it's pretty important in their lives, both for maturing and for connecting with others.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was very well explained. I really appreciate that, Stephanie. And so when we come back, we're going to be delving into a little bit of what is the big challenges running this program. And I'm thinking that as we're most of our audience is a little older, our maturity can help Stephanie and all those kids in the program, mm-hmm. whether we know sports, soccer or not. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
And you are listening to Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have a guest today, that's Stephanie Arro. And she works with Soccers Without Borders. So what are the biggest challenges in running a program like this, Stephanie?
Right. So it really varies, right? Because we are like one chapter that is kind of all over the states and in different countries as well. But here in Seattle right now, I would say our biggest barriers right now would probably be drivers, right? So it's actually getting the kids to the physical spot. So just to kind of give you all an example, we have a middle school program, right? And so middle schoolers are especially susceptible, right, to this barrier being a reason they cannot. A lot of the high schoolers have Orca cards, right? And they know how to navigate the bus system pretty well. But middle schoolers are, right? So our middle schoolers at this high school and middle school are either 11 to 13 years old, right? So as young as like sixth grade to all the way to eighth grade. But there's practices where we have had a huge drop in attendance rate because they do not have any way of getting home. And so our practices now end at 4:30 for them, on a Wednesday, but because it's really dark out, it has especially become an issue for like those who are 11 and 12 to be able to get home because they don't have parents who can pick them up. Their parents are working, you know, throughout the day, throughout the night. And then you kind of take a step back farther, right? Because our middle school team is a co-ed. So boys and girls are both on the team. And we have now, because of how dark it gets, now at 4, right? And because a lot of the girls have to travel a little bit farther to get home, we now have no girls in our middle school program right now, right? And a huge, and that could be solved if we had drivers. And so we're actually looking right now for people who can, you know, commit to driving some middle schoolers home every Wednesday, you know, for a few months. So I would definitely say transportation is our biggest issue right now.
So Wednesday is the practice day and Saturday is the game day?
Right. So game days kind of depend. Some days they're Saturday, some days they're Sundays. But the way those, so for like assistant coach, right? So the way those would work for the game days is like we would send out an email and be like, hey, are you available to make this day? And then as an assistant coach, you would be able to be like, oh, I can make that day. I cannot make that day. Right. So that one is a lot more like if it works for you, yay, we're glad to have you with us. And if not, that's totally OK as well.
So the volunteering positions available mainly is a driver. So how do people get involved in and in helping?
Yeah. So if you a lot of options, so you could always feel free to email me because as the program coordinator, I also onboard all our volunteers. And so you can reach out to me at sarroyo@softwarewithoutborders.org. And you can just send me an email. You know, it can be a conversation of being like, I don't exactly know what I want to do, but I want to be involved. And I would absolutely love to figure out, like, we can chat back and forth, like, you know, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and we'll find you a spot. Or you can also go through our soccerwithoutborders.org website. And there is a volunteer link that you can fill out there so that you can let me know through that website directly what you want to do. So if you're a little bit more sure, going through the website is probably a little bit easier. But if you're not sure, like you're like, I want more information, I'm not sure if this is going to work just yet, then emailing me is a great place.
So, and it sounds like maybe people who speak other languages besides Spanish might be a real big contribution.
Oh. Definitely, right? We have, I want to say on our teams, I'm trying to think of all the languages. We have Spanish, Arabic, Tigrinya, Amharic, Russian. We literally like all over the board, right? Wow. We have so many languages. And even if it's somebody who, you know, their language doesn't match up exactly with some of the players on our team, it goes a really far way in like seeing how these players see adults who maybe were in their position at one point in their life, just like being adults, right? And like just being here, helping them out and them seeing that there's folks who care about them, you know, folks who care about them who were in their position at one point as well.
That says a lot. Yeah. Cause I haven't come from another country, you know, to have to make a new home someplace. So that being vulnerable and not knowing the ropes is huge. So, yeah. So, and there's so much to be said about caring. You mentioned caring, but being a friend, having somebody to talk to, having somebody that is socially engaged in and so forth is also powerful.
Right. And you, it's really surprising, you know, to find out that how many youth like really are just looking for somebody to be there for them, you know, like somebody to just support them. And maybe like, you know, you're not somebody who has all the answers. Maybe you're somebody who can't communicate really the best. But I think a perfect example is one of the assistant coaches I have right now. She is absolutely wonderful and does not speak the same language as anybody on the team, but every single week, you know, if she's missing one practice, everyone's like, oh, where is she? You know, like, it doesn't matter. Like, for, she has managed to create these, like, yeah, these beautiful relationships with them where they want to see her every week as much as she wants to be there. So it's really, really great to see.
Wow. I'm glad I asked that. Cause, that's to me, it's kind of Well, especially if their parents aren't home when they get home, or mm-hmm. can't come pick them up, then who is there? You know, you're the lone ranger in this whole big city that needs that familiar to mm-hmm. help you feel settled and growing in a healthy kind of way. Because it's part of what you're doing is impacting the health of them, both in the sports area, but I imagine you're also keeping an eye out for, you know, do they have the cold or flu kind of things too?
Exactly. Right. And a lot of that, you know, a huge shout out goes to Seattle World School, where it's just like an amazing school that they have a lot of resources, right, for these students, especially students who have recently arrived to the United States. And I think it's really great because we work so much with, you know, like the teachers, and then we're able to work with the clinic that's there. Okay. And I think as you know, soccer being like a formal but also informal way for that, like the youth to be able to talk to us, I think sometimes it can be a little bit easier, you know, than going to your teacher and being like, I have these issues, you know? And so I think it's really great to be able to interconnect with everybody and be like, you know, how can we all work as a community to protect these students, right? And to make sure they're safe, they're healthy, and they're happy.
Yeah, I remember reading a story of, I guess it was a school, but there seemed to be a need for washing machines to clean the clothes of the kids. And mm-hmm. either they were ashamed or who knows what. Maybe they only had one change of clothes when they got here. So this whole thing of being accepted by their classmates and being able to give attention to the studies and all that, a simple washing machine was a big solution to
a big one.
Who would have known, you know? And yet it takes somebody with their eyes open to be paying attention and to being curious, wondering what the possibilities for helping their life go smoother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So let's see. I'm just trying to think of other ways. Okay, so being a friend, being a driver, being a coach, being somebody who's been relocated is all ways that we could relate to these kids and be able to come alongside them and be kind of a pillar for them to either lean on or be a resource to them or just mm-hmm. steady life happening. I belong here. And belonging is such a big thing to kids, isn't it?
Such a big thing, right? It really is. I would say there's a lot of, you know, youth who have come to me and been like, you know, when I first got here, it was really hard. You know, really hard to make new friends when you don't speak the language they do, right? A lot of this, I think the worries that we all have, even as adults, right? As you're like going through the world and you're like, you know, wanting to build connections, I think it is very similar, but now they're adding also on the barrier of like, oh, but now I don't know anybody. I don't know the area. I don't speak the language, right? And they're trying to fight that all as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, there's another one volunteering opportunity that I haven't mentioned that's really fun is if someone really enjoys fundraising, we are absolutely all for the idea of working together to create some kind of fundraising. So like in the past, we've had folks who have collected shoes, right? Like cleats as gear. So they do cleat drives in their community and then they bring it over to Soccer Without Borders. We've had folks who have done tournaments for Soccer Without Borders. And so they've created tournaments where people pay to play, right? So like adults will pay to play and everyone's just having a good time, but the proceeds go to Soccer Without Borders. And so, yeah, so if you're somebody who absolutely just loves, you know, putting together events, or maybe you're somebody who's like, I don't have the time to be there necessarily in person, but I want to do some kind of equipment drive, clothing drive, all of those are also incredibly necessary and just as important for us as well.
That's good to know, because I've found in some other involvements I've been that doing weekly things really fits some people, but people who mm-hmm. are going to visit their grandkids or taking trips, they want a project that is shorter term.
Right.
And I get involved. I do what's needed for this season, and then I can be out about my other engagements. So
Right. So. We had a volunteer really recently who was at their church community, actually, you know, advocated a little bit for Soccer Without Borders and was like, are we all as a community interested in doing some kind of event? And their church donated an incredible amount to Soccer Without Borders. And that helped pay for our food for a lot of the year, the gas for a lot of the year for the kids. So those donations are incredibly
Wow. I love that idea because that takes the burden off your mind as to how to get everybody taken care of. And you feel loved too as an organization, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Right. And to know that folks are like out there, you know, pushing for them, because this is actually the person who did this was someone who was volunteering in person for a while, but then life happened, you know? And they had to stop coming.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But they still decided to stay engaged. And this was their way of staying engaged, even if they couldn't be there.
So. Okay, great. I love our discussion. We're getting all kinds of solutions. So again, this is Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're talking with Stephanie Araro. Stay tuned.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Fresh Courage with Sharon Rolfe and my guest, Stephanie Araro, and we're talking about Soccer Without Borders, and we're kind of trying to work into our conversation how not only working with her group, but other without borders or beyond border organizations can benefit from people with free time. So we have already been talking a little bit about who you work with, like the Seattle World School, and that you work with them after school because they have no athletic involvement, both in middle school and senior high school. So do you want to share anything about the history of Seattle World School or Soccer Without Borders? And where are some other locations that they
Right. So Seattle World School is found, it's kind of near Seattle University. I think that's it's called, right? Seattle U, yes. So it's like right around that area. And so Seattle World School was at one point a transitional high school, right? And still works in that way in a few ways. But youth that recently arrived to the United States are recommended to come here, right? And so we have a really big English language learning program, which is what makes the school, right, designed for these students in particular. But now it's really awesome because a few years ago, almost like five, I'm not too sure what the year is, but they started graduating students from that high school. So now it's a high school where you can graduate from. Whereas before, it was somewhere you would attend, right? You would learn more English and then you would get transitioned on to another public high school in the Seattle area. So now the high school itself is graduating students and that's really, really exciting. The Soccer Without Borders, so now is, I believe, 12 years, right? And is all over, right? So we're talking about, if we look at just the United States, we're looking at places like Baltimore, Boston, Colorado, Oakland, and Seattle, right? So we have chapters kind of happening everywhere. But then we also have chapters in Uganda and chapters in Nicaragua. So, you know, way farther away. And I think what makes it the really beautiful part, I think, about our program is that while we all share the same, you know, message, the same idea, we're all trying to accomplish something similar. Every location has their own barriers they're dealing with, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the barrier that's here in Seattle isn't the same barrier that's in Colorado. And definitely the barriers are going to be really different somewhere in Uganda versus Nicaragua, right? Because they're trying to get youth involved in athletics, right? And trying to help them develop and grow confidence there. Whereas we're, you know, in the States are trying to come to kind of overcome like something a little bit the same, but right, but different. Because not every chapter is going to be the same, exactly the same or exactly different.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what's motivating you now, Stephanie? What are you working on?
Right. So, you know, my kind of like you, I appreciate really the intro because I think a lot of that kind of talks about what has always motivated me, right? Playing sports when I was younger, it was definitely not something I realized in the moment, right? But now being away from it, just realized how engaged I was in school and in other forms of community work because of athletics. I always thought like, you know, I really want to be able to play. So I'm always giving my best in school. I'm always going to be at every class because I understand like the responsibility that comes along with being able to play sports, right? And then I had that knee injury that stopped me from being able to play. And it kind of became this bigger picture of like, I have been able to stay healthy my entire life because I've always been moving, you know, and staying physically active. And I noticed that a lot of my family, a lot of my friends are not physically active, right? And a lot of it can be like, I haven't found what makes me, you know, I haven't found an exercise that's right for me. I don't feel comfortable doing this, right? And I think what becomes an issue is a lot of us believe that, you know, the only ways to exercise are to go on a run and to lift weights, right? But that's not the case at all. Like, if you love dancing, I see no reason why you should be running if dancing is what makes you happy and physically active, right? If you love playing soccer, then why are you going to do all these other things that maybe don't feel right for your body? And so I became engaged in saying, like, I want to see my community be healthy. And I know, like, what I understand is I understand physical activity. And so that's how I wanted to use, right? My knowledge to be able to help the community around me also be healthy and happy and strong.
Good message. Wow. I love it. So I want to thank you for being my guest today. How cool is it to have been talking with Stephanie? And tell us again how people can reach out to you or your organization.
Yes. So you can always find out a little bit more information about us at soccerwithoutborders.org. Again, if you want to, you know, you're ready to get more information, you're ready to jump in, feel free to send me an email at sarroyo. So it's S-A-R-R-O-Y-O at soccerwithoutborders.org. Or you can feel free to shoot me a text or also give me a call at 425-239-5717. We're also doing a fun raffle that I would love the idea of. So if you are interested in getting to know more about Soccer Without Borders, maybe you want to volunteer, maybe you just want to find out how you can get involved, not necessarily on like being there every day. Or if you want to sign up for a newsletter, please feel free to shoot me an email at sarroyo@soccerwithoutborders.org. And I'll enter you into a raffle to win one of our scarves by the end of June.
Okay. Good. And she said she doesn't have any events coming up. So soccer season starts when, actually?
Yeah. So if you are interested in any of these volunteering positions, we have things opening up here in a little bit more like the downtown area, but also in South King County. So that's starting February, late January. So I would, yeah, feel free to email me anytime coming up in this early January period, and we can get that set up for assistant coaches driving, because February is really our takeoff date, where we're going to start going with all our programming.
So this is good timing for that. Cool. Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, I want to also tell people how they can get a hold of me more. I have a website called effortlessvitality.org, and I often am showing my little art blocks, and I'm going to do a vlog on this later today that is never underestimate the power of a planted seed. So Stephanie just planted a seed in us about being active, and all these kids, we can plant seeds into their life that pay off for the future with just loving and caring and being there for them. So that's makes it easy. So let's see. Oh, and I sell these little things on Etsy at the Quilted Petunia store. And I want to thank you for listening today. Stephanie, thank you for your time. And check out on Google a list of Without Border organizations for someplace else where you might be able to care and love and contribute, and English as a second language and so forth. That's possible in wherever you're listening from. Thanks for coming on to Fresh Courage program, and we'll see you next week.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.